Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled, these gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over. And
hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank
and Park Falls.
For a great
place to eat during the deer hunting season, head to Flambeau Forest Inn. The burger of the month is the Monster Buck. 7-inch high burger with 2 3-quarter-pound patties, 2 chicken strips, 2 mozzarella sticks, 2 slices of...
Just like that, the Deer Hunters Roundup is on the air, and we're working on a lot of stuff behind the scenes, so we apologize for dumping out of the late Frankie Broca song. You'll hear that song again many times throughout the week of the Deer Hunters Roundup. We have a very extended version of our Deer Hunters Roundup show, and I want to introduce who we have in studio here. You may or may not be seeing us on YouTube right now, as we are streaming on the 98Q YouTube channel, but we want to welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the 98Q studios, Big G, first of all. Hello,
hey,
Big G.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Joel.
I would normally hit applause, but I'm going to let Austin have that computer all for right. A little bit. Also, we've got Greg Gunderson, our afternoon dude, who is here also. Are you going to use that one or that one? Which one are you going to use?
Pick one every once
all right,
in a while.
Whichever
we'll
one you want to use. All right. And we've got one of our sponsors, one of our title sponsors of the Deer Hunters Roundup, Lena's from Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. Hello, Lena. How you
Hi,
doing?
Everybody.
I'm gonna have you really get close to that microphone there. Big G, why don't you help her there? Get a little closer there. There we go. All right. Very good. And we're also streaming on YouTube, so you can see us on YouTube also. And before we get going with any calls, I want to tell folks that we have a different number this year, all right? 744-1006, 715-744-1006. When you call that, we will put you on hold. You may or may not hear something when you're on hold, and then we will pick up the phone. So 715-744-1006. We take your calls live on the air. So hang on, I'm just going to put somebody on hold here. But before we do that, Big G, it's a tradition.
Hang on.
Austin's blocking the way to my beverage here. All right, there we go. All right, Big G.
All right, here we go.
Tradition, all right? We got to crack one open to get there going here. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why, those mountains are blue.
And all we do on the Roundup, it's really not that difficult, Gray, right? You were shocked and surprised when Gray started here, and he saw how the Deer Hunters Roundup worked.
Well, that was my first thought. I thought that has to be one of the most complicated productions on this side of the Big River. But come to find out just a couple months after I started that, it's just Joel and Big G hanging out and doing the same thing you guys are doing at deer camp, but they've got a couple of microphones in front of their faces.
Yep. You sit here, you answer the phone, and you say, who do we have here? Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jimbo from Camp Galilui.
Camp Galilui. Jimbo, you are officially the first caller on the 98Q Deer Hunters Roundup for 2024. How does that make you feel, Jimbo?
Awesome.
All right.
I love it.
Hey, congratulations, Jimbo.
Whereabouts is Camp Galilui?
We always get the name wrong, so we're going to get this right.
All right.
This year.
Okay.
It's all right. Camp Gallon, G-A-L-L-O-N.
Okay.
Louis.
Camp Gallon Louis.
Yep, like a gallon of milk.
All right, but a gallon of Louis instead. Much
you
more.
Guys are drinking some milk out there tonight, huh?
Well, hang on, yeah. Milk in a can.
Maybe in your cereal anyway, huh?
So whereabouts again is Camp Gallon Louis?
We're northeast of Butternut.
All right, Butternut, Wisconsin. All right, what happened day one? Beautiful day out there in the woods there, Jimbo. What happened out there for you?
It was pretty slow. We had a couple guys see a doe and a spike. We let them go, but then there wasn't a lot of shooting either that we heard.
All right, very good. But it was a nice day to be in the woods, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, when the sun peaked out, it got nice and warm.
Yeah, almost too warm? Do I dare say that, Jimbo? Or
I won't say it was too warm, but
it had
worse.
All right, how many people you got hunting out there?
Okay, let me count.
Okay. if he takes off his boots.
We got 10.
You got 10. Oh, you didn't have to take
11.
Off.
Someone else just showed up. We got 11.
You counted to 11 without taking off your shoes. That's very impressive. That's very impressive.
All right.
We're very impressed. Jimbo, thank you so much for being a part of the roundup. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You betcha. And we want to, let's see. I got a new phone system here, so hold on. I'm just going to put you on hold there. Oh, I might have just hung up on him. Sorry about that. 744-1006. Brand new number, 715-744-1006. And, Gray, we want to welcome in listeners from, this is unprecedented, the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup show actually is broadcasting on a few different signals this year, right?
Yes, actually, we've got a couple different radio channels that we're on this year that can be enjoyed on their signals, but also through the Live Civic Media app here on 98Q Country, of course, but also on WHSM in Hayward, 101.1 FM, and 105.5 in Nakusa, WIRI. And you can see copious, you can see for the first time, youtube.com/98QCountry. Joel is doing weird things with the camera right now. He's still getting used to
I'm testing out where to point when I point at somebody.
Right at
there.
The middle of that lens, man. And right in the hairy eyeball.
And I've got the Elmer Fudd shirt on, and I've got from like 20 years ago, Polecat sent me this shirt. Polecat Digs 98Q Country, for those of you watching on YouTube.
Well, shout out to the 17 of you.
Yes, and you can always watch back on that,
and
too.
And I'm working on the first day of my beard here, so.
All right. How long is that going to take, Big G?
Probably have it full tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Thanksgiving. For me, it'd be like Valentine's Day. All right, let's go to the phones here. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, this is the White Weasel down at 3C's Deer Camp in Ogama.
The White Weasel.
3C's, you said?
All right.
3Z's Deer Camp.
3Z's, okay.
3Z's Deer Camp. All right. In Ogama, what's happening down there today?
I got a 7-pointer today.
You got a 7-pointer? Nice.
Well, right. did you sneak up on it, or did it come right out for you?
It came right out for me.
Yeah, I'm about to sneak in a dump truck rolling through a library, so all you're right. Probably doing better than I am.
Anybody else in your party do anything out there?
Not in our party, but MJ down at Camp Nutsack got her first deer. She got a doe today.
MJ, all right. Very good. Very good.
Good. To give a shout-out to the women. Yes.
Yes, there we go. Alina's giving a shout-out to the gals out there. All right. Very good. All right. Well, White Weasel, thank you so much. Congrats on that 7-pointer. If you look real close when you go to the YouTube feed in the background there, you'll see a 7-point deer hanging on the wall. Some 44 years ago, I dropped that baby. It was never a doubt. Never a doubt. All right, White Weasel.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you very much. I'm going to let that go.
Hey, man.
Hi, who's this? You're on the roundup.
Hey, this is Short Stuff from the Red Solo Cup Deer Camp.
Short Stuff, how you doing? A recurring caller. I don't want to say it's an addiction to the roundup, but there may be an intervention. Short Stuff.
Well, like I said, I've been listening to you guys since the 80s.
Since when? Since the
80s? 1980s. Yes. That's Joel. Yes. That's you and I are Joel.
That was my prime.
Yes.
The 80s. Oh, wait a minute. I guess maybe I didn't have a prime, but it was close to the prime as I'm going to get.
Right, yep.
All right, Short Stuff. Where's the Red Solo Cup Camp?
We're in the Twin Cities, Loretta Draper.
Loretta and Draper. I always like the Twin Cities reference there. Very nice. All right. What do you got to report over there today?
Kind of slow. Not a lot moving.
All right.
But
are you talking about you? Are you talking about you or the deer?
Both.
All right. Very good. All right. I'm going to overuse that applause thing.
It's going to get a workout today.
It's going to get a workout tonight. All right.
But we're trying to make the best of it. We're having a chili feed here at our ATV clubhouse.
Ooh, that sounds good.
For the deer hunters.
All right.
And we're in winter by Doc Smith Park on Park Street.
All right. Well, we've been warned. So should we ventilate the windows after the chili feed tonight? Chili.
Yeah.
Windows open in the deer camp, right?
Good thing it's nice weather out there.
All right.
Yes.
Nice temperature.
All right, Short Stuff. Sounds like a good time. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, and we appreciate our listeners. For years and years, this Deer Hunters Roundup has aired only on 98Q Country. It's expanded to many different areas, so pardon us for the first day or so here as we're kind of transitioning to a lot of stuff going on. I did this show for many, many years, Big G, and it was just me. I was just all alone in the studio for many, many years. Over the pandemic, I was the only one here. So now we're on YouTube, and I've got young guys that make me feel really, really old who know what they're doing technically here in the studio.
I hear you.
Yes. But we have, you can email us too. Gray's going to get to some of those in just a little bit, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can email us. You can text us through the Civic Media app also. Lena from Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Lena's Bar and Grill is in studio. Lena, what we invite folks to come on out and see you guys here with the hunting season, right? What do you got going on out there?
Well, our bar today, I had two deer brought in for the buck pool. We had a six-pointer.
Oh, nice.
11.5-inch spread, and then we had a four-pointer, a little bit smaller, about 5 3/4 spread.
Okay, so, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
The one young man got it in Fifield, and he said that's the first time he sat for just 1.5 hours, and he got one.
Oh, really? So, wow. Wow.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Lena's one of our title sponsors this year, so thank you, Lena.
Yep. Breakfast buffet out there again tomorrow morning, right?
Absolutely. 7 a.m. for anybody that's hungry.
Yeah, when you're done with hunting, go on out there, watch a Packer game out there, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon at Lena's. Yeah. All right, very good. Let's go back to the phone lines here. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Camp Schnackle.
Camp Schnackle. Whereabouts are you guys, Mike?
We are just on the city limits of Phillips, Wisconsin.
Just on the city limits. All right. You're not anywhere near Lugerville, are you there, Mike? All right.
No, we're right on the city limits
of
Phillips.
All right. I'm just checking. People are used to me making fun of Lugerville, of course. All right, cool. So what's happening at Camp Schnackle out there, Mike?
Rim's just smoking some darts. Bringing some Diet Mountain Dew. We've seen four squirrels, one doe, and a bunny.
And a bunny. All right. Very good.
So are you hunting in a blind or deer stand, or what's your strategy this year?
We're sitting in a 36-foot travel trailer.
Oh, wow.
36-foot.
Heat electric.
Are you the one I saw in the Walmart parking lot today? Is that you? Are you?
Yeah, we're sitting at Walmart parking lot.
That's that drainage thing. You shouldn't do it there. Okay, just okay.
Yeah, I gotta give. Can I give out a quick shout out though?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, you bet. That's what we're here for.
I would like to give a shout out to Moss Trucking.
Okay.
Trucking. That guy's kick ass.
All right.
And then I would like to give a shout out to a guy by the name of Jerry Pusok.
All right.
He likes old whiskey.
Oh, he likes old,
dirty glass.
Old whiskey in a dirty glass. All right.
I've heard about the Foo Sox.
No. Right. Michael, thank you for checking in. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much.
You
appreciate
bet.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Again, the phone number is 715-744-1006. That is our studio line. If you want to get a hold of us here, if it's busy, try back. If you pick up and put you on hold, you won't hear the radio station when you're on hold. We're still working on that part. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Stephanie from Camp Bundy.
Camp Bundy. Where is Camp Bundy, Stephanie?
Glidden.
In Glidden, Wisconsin. All right. What's the good word in Glidden tonight?
We've seen two cats and two squirrels today.
Two cats and two squirrels.
Are those in the cabin or out in the woods?
All right. You saw him when you went to the bar. Were you even in the woods today, Stephanie?
I'm sorry, what?
Were you even in the woods today?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. Want to make that very clear. All right. So you didn't see any deer?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, that leaves room for improvement for you guys. All right.
Yep, tomorrow.
What's the beverage of choice at Camp Bundy tonight?
Anything cold.
All right. Anything cold. All right, Stephanie. Good to hear from you.
Yes.
All right. Anytime you guys call, automatically, I just wrote down, see that, Stephanie? Camp Bundy, it goes into the prize box. And we have, what would you say, Big G? $4,000, $5,000 worth of prizes, maybe more than that?
We have more than that. I mean, this is the biggest show I think we've had.
It's the biggest show.
I know we were eclipsing like $11,000 in prizes here just the other day. So, I mean, it's just a huge show, a great response from all the businesses and stuff. And just a lot of fun. I mean, just a lot of fun. And it's, like, what are we going on here? Like 30 years?
It's got to be 50. I mean, holy, it's got to be 50. Years? Wow. I think originally the show started just a lot of information because it was all landlines back then. People didn't have lines at their cabins. But now when the cell phones came around, then all of a sudden it's like, well, let's have people calling from their shacks and stuff like that. So the format that it is right now, I think, is probably 30 years or so. That's probably about... When you go back when cell phones became popular, I guess probably everybody had a cell phone within the last 25 or 30 years. So all the prizes that were given away, by the way, I spent like an hour and a half last night, 98qcountry.com. If you go to the Deer Hunters Roundup on the bottom, it says prize list, and you're going to spend like 20 minutes going through the whole list of prizes on there. Also, every night we do the roundup, you can win a prize by texting us. So the keyword for today is Wildwoods. Wildwoods Taxidermy is one of our sponsors. If you text us the keyword Wildwoods through the Civic Media app, you will automatically, you can download that for free, by the way, the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Tonight's prize, someone's going to win, and we'll announce this tomorrow night, someone's going to win a $25 Bader's gift card, $50 to Freeze Firewood, a Deer Hunter's hoodie, which we're going to talk more about that, the Deer Hunter's Roundup hoodie, and also $50 to Northern Pines from Lena, too. So just in the text to win tonight, that's going to be $175 value. So text us the word Wildwoods right now before midnight to get in on those prizes. We have so much to talk to. I'm waiting for our first call from our places, especially down in the Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids area. We always get calls from Hayward because we kind of track over into that area. But I'm hoping to hear from some of the folks down there at 715-744-1006. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. It's the Bugman.
Oh, hey, I recognize that voice.
Oh, like I've said. Bugman. Like I've said many, many times before, Bugman, the show does not officially begin until the Bugman calls.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You are the epitome. You are the essence of what Northern Wisconsin deer hunt, all of Wisconsin deer hunting is about: family, about respect for the animals, and the glory of the hunt. Is that a good way to put it, Bugman?
Hey, Bones, get my hip boots. It's coming in kind of thick tonight.
That's right. All right, Bugman, what happened for you guys out there tonight?
Oh, long day of sitting.
Yeah?
But I did see one deer right at sunset, and it was a doe. So it's still out there doing whatever doe things they are doing this time of the year.
Whatever doe things.
So were you in a blind or a tree stand? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a stand. I got a lock-on stand. I like being out there in the wind and in the cold and a little bit of sun today. So
for some of the
El Natural.
For some of the new people that are listening to the Roundup, every camp has a name and most people have a moniker. You're the Bugman. Who else you got hunting with you this year, Bugman?
Well, I got my son Bones. He made the trip up last night and we're firing up the camp here and new change this year. Mrs. Bugman actually went down south to go visit her sister.
Oh, what's she doing?
So we just got the two dudes in the camp this year.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. You're batching it, huh? But you do some cooking anyway, don't you?
Oh, yeah, pretty limited. Bones is much better.
Okay, all right.
And the menu tonight is chicken tortilla soup.
Chicken tortilla.
He's got all
soup.
The sides with guacamole and lime all ready to rock.
All right. You might have to share that with Lena from Lena's Northern Pines. Chicken tortilla soup. That sounds like something unique, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's all about that. All right. All right. What are we doing tomorrow? Are we hunting tomorrow? Are we watching some Packers? What are we doing out there?
Yeah, we're going to go out, you know, pre-dawn until either it's done or till the sun goes away.
All right.
I'm going to put in a different order for lunch, though. You know, Bones, I think, was kind of squashing my deer sightings.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? What did he have for lunch?
He made us sandwiches, and the bread he used sourdough bread.
Oh, sourdough. Okay.
Does that irritate the bowels a little bit there, Bugman, or what's going on there?
Sourdough. Chases sourdough. Away the bucks. They're sour.
You missed the pun.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right.
There you go.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. He was born in the 1960s.
I want to leap to Bugman's defense here. He also emailed us a little bit ago at the WCQM inbox, and that made way more sense by text.
Yeah.
I got you, Bugman. I got your back.
I'm still getting used to a 38-year-old wily veteran being on video. I just can't get past that. I'm not sure if I ever will. So,
you're doing a great job. We love you. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Bugman. And now that we have a camera, we got to get Bugman in studio to see everybody, I'm sure. Get him on the red carpet and the runway. More of your calls. We need to get some sponsors in here. We're coming back with more of your calls in just a moment here on the Deer Hunters Roundup.
Bader Sports Center would like to welcome all hunters to Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods for the 2024 gun season. Bader's invites you to stop in for all hunting necessities. They have a great selection of scents and attractants from Purefection, Wildlife Research, and Gone Wild, as well as deer corn and apples. They've also got seasonings and rubs for the home chef from High Mountain and Hunt Chef. Bader's also has a Deer Hunter Widow sale during the gun season. Big savings on Stormy Cromer apparel, as well as ladies lacrosse and Danner boots, shoes, and sandals. All this and more at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Find a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason at landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits. Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Baroka's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
and more of the Deer Hunters Roundup here on 98Q Country on 101.1 FM in Hayward, WHSM, and 105.5 WRI in Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids area. And we're streaming. You can see the studio live on our 98Q Country YouTube channel. It's free. Hit subscribe. You can comment and have fun with that. You're in the Roundup. Who is this?
Take a guess.
Take a guess. Camp Longshot. How are we doing there, Camp Longshot?
Right. Why did you change the number?
Well, I don't know. Things change, you know. Why do we not call on a landline anymore?
Too many people calling about car insurance. We had to change it up.
Yeah. All right.
You guys get too old for these changes.
Oh, you. Who are you talking to?
I feel you.
Talking to me and myself and I.
All right. Mr. Janicek, what happened at Camp Longshot today?
Didn't see anything. Only thing seen the gray squirrels and the little chipmunks all fighting.
Why won't the deer? Why won't the deer all be out running around? It's a beautiful day out there. What are they doing?
Fighting.
What? Fighting? They're fighting. You said.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Hair, eyes, tails, everything, boy. They're hard at her.
They're hard at her. Are they still in the rut out there too?
What's that?
The deer's still rutting out there or not?
Think so.
Yeah. Okay.
They might the tail end.
All right, but you guys like to wait to get your deer the last day anyway, right?
No, I got shot a doe with the crossbow.
Okay, all right. So you got venison. You're good. All right, anything else you want to yell at us about, Mr. Janicek?
Hey,
thanks for checking in. We appreciate you guys very much. Say hi to the brother.
Yeah, put Bucky on there.
We'll get to some music. You betcha. You bet, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We will get to some music. Our number one priority in the Deer Hunters Roundup is your calls. So we play music when there's not calls. Traditionally, the first night like this, there's no music because we'll put a few songs at the end when we're done. But if we get nights where there's no calls, then we'll play music. If you really want to hear the 30 Point Buck by Bananas at Large, go on YouTube. It's on there like 8,000 different times that people posted it on there if you really want to hear it. So that's a way to find it too. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
Hey, this is Gunter.
Gunter. Gunter, where are you calling from, Gunter?
We're in the Mar-a-Lago North. We renamed her this year.
Mar-a-Lago North.
Okay. Hey,
hang on. There it is. Hang on. You win the first reference, so I get to play this.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
All right, Gunter. Mar-a-Lago. Well,
we're going to have to eat the dogs. We didn't get anything today.
Mar-a-Lago North, Gunter. So you didn't see anything out there.
We saw a few, but nothing we could shoot at. So.
It's a good news, bad news thing, right, Gunter? When it's a beautiful day like this, 35, 38, you're going to have a nice day in the woods, but the deer, you're probably not going to see much. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, that's pretty much. We saw them this morning, but nothing this afternoon. So Laney saw a couple late afternoon, but Edie and I saw nothing except this morning.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get a change in the weather. I mean, by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, we're going to have highs in the teens. So we're going to have our time to freezer took us is off and maybe shoot a deer. So
that'd be good. We need the snowmobile trails open this year.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Amen. Yeah, definitely.
Gunter, thank you so much for checking in from Mar-a-Lago North. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, man.
You bet. Camp Mar-a-Lago North, that is, of course. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Stork over at Camp Jungle Studs.
Camp Jungle Stubs?
Studs.
Jumble. Oh, Jungle yeah. Studs. All right. We're about
Jungle Studs.
We're about is Camp Jungle Studs.
We're just pretty much straight north of Oxbow, right on the Price-Sawyer County line.
North of Oxbow, aren't we all really a little bit north of Oxbow? When you think about it. What's happening out there?
not much. Heard a couple shots in the morning. Didn't see any deer. Grouse flushed right above my head when it was dark. So that's. Tried to change my pants
in the street. Scared the living. Yeah, that's a nice casual walk through the woods, and there's like a partridge or a grouse that just your heart's good now, right? Your heart's good.
Yeah. I had to check it out once I got out of the woods.
So yeah, you can cancel that yearly physical. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, no, we're just getting some food going. Got to give a shout out to my girlfriend Mel, homemade chicken gnocchi soup. So
ooh, nice.
At least we're eating good.
All right. Well, check in again later. We're here the whole season, so Give us some good news later on, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Big G, mention some of our title sponsors here, the Deer Hunters.
All right. Title sponsors here for Deer Hunters Roundup 2024. Of course, Lena, we're happy to have her guest in studio tonight. Lena's Northern Pines Resort right there off Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, right on Butternut Lake. Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Right in Fifield there, Travis over there. There's some beautiful mounts and everything. So Schwammen Home Furnishings, a longtime title sponsor of our Deer Hunters Roundup show. They're providing a recliner for one of our grand prize packages. Northwoods Realty, Tim and Cal New out there. Basically, northwoodswisconsin.northwoods.wi. Check them out there, Northwoods Realty. And then Bader Sports Center down in Phillips. And Chuck and Jennifer at Essential Shooting Supplies are our title sponsors this year. So,
all right,
got some fantastic prizes.
Yeah, all of our sponsors are listed on the 98qcountry.com on the Deer Hunters Roundup. It's a brand new page this year. We're going to put photos on there. When you send us photos, WCQM at civicmedia.us, we'll upload them on there. Anybody who sends in a photo, the adult prize is from, I believe, Essential Shooting Supplies.
Essential Shooting Supplies, yep.
Yep. And then we've got a youth contest where anybody who calls in, tell us if you're youth, high school or under, if we don't say something, and you're going to go in for a drawing for a youth gun, courtesy of Ron and the folks at
Nemeth Implement.
Implement. Yep. All right. Email, Gray. What do we got? We got a lot of emails coming in.
We got a shout-out from Heather at Camp Wanabuck in Lugerville. Or excuse me, shout-out to Camp Wanabuck in Lugerville from Heather at Camp Shoot de Moon in Triple I. Have a safe and successful hunt. Sorry about that mix-up there, Heather. And I've got... Robin, shout out to all the hunters, especially the KO Shack. I've got an update from Camp Belly Acres, off to a great start for the 2024 season. On October 6th, Shotgun Alley scored with a nice doe during the youth hunt, and Dumper scored with a buck on Wednesday with the crossbow. Not much today, but they'll continue tomorrow. And they wanted to thank us for putting up this awesome annual event. Thank you from Camp Belly Acres for submitting your feedback. I've got one more here for you. No Nuts from Camp Send It checking in. Opening day was beautiful, but no luck. Big shout out to Camp Belly Acres. Good luck and stay safe to all hunters, young and old, this year.
All right. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
I'm from Camp Belly.
Say that again. What's the camp again?
Camp Believe It or Not.
Camp Believe It or Not. Okay. And whereabouts are you hunting? You have no idea where you are, do you? you're out of school. How old are you? Who is what's your name? Hello? I think we lost her. That was a bad cell signal. I feel bad now that she didn't have a chance to jab back at me after that mean.
To be fair though, Northern comment. Wisconsin, it's all bad cell signal.
See Lena, see how it can be sometimes? See, this is the side of the morning guy that you don't want to see, right, Lena?
You scared
Lena,
her away, Joel.
I did.
Come on,
we
man.
Lost the cell. It was a very bad timing. I wanted to have fun with her, but Camp Believe It or Not, she was high school age or younger, right? Yeah? She'll go in for the drive.
I think she was probably in the elementary.
She'll call us back. Lena, you have a hunting tradition in your family. Your husband and others like to hunt, right?
Oh, my husband grew up hunting. His father out in the Peeksville area. They've been coming up since they were little boys, and it was a big tradition out there for my husband's side of the family.
Yeah.
He told stories when they were little of the old canvas tents with the old... throw that little stove fire thing in there to warm up the whole tent, and then everybody's running around in their underwear because it gets so hot in there. So a lot of good stories.
Where did they do their hunting as years ago or in the years past, I guess?
In Peeksville. Up in Glidden. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Probably did the traditional deer drives and stuff like that.
I don't know about the deer drives, but I know if you're referring to deer drive in going to the tavern, a lot of that.
I like that. We got to give Lena her first. There we go.
That's like the beer drive.
There. Yep. All right, very good. Back to the phones here. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, it's Elijah from Camp Cold Beer and No Deer.
Camp Cold Beer
and No Deer.
And No Deer. Eye drop, you said?
Elijah, I think.
Elijah, okay. Yeah, Camp Elijah. Cold Beer and No Deer. Whereabouts are you guys hunting?
Beautiful downtown Brantwood.
Downtown, right in the heart of downtown. All right, the bright lights of the city, the skyscrapers, majestic at best, right?
Yeah.
Yep. What's happening out there? Did you see any deer?
Nothing, but my grandpa saw a blue jay.
Now, that's setting the bar low right there. Elijah, setting the bar low. He didn't shoot at him, did he? They can be mean birds, those blue jays, can't they?
They're not as bad as turkeys.
Yeah. All right. So what's the plan? How many people in your camp out there?
Five or six.
Five or six. Okay. All right. Well, we back at it tomorrow? Tomorrow morning? Bright and early?
Yeah.
All right. What's bright and early for you?
5:30.
Very impressive. Very impressive. All right. Good luck to you. Check in again later in the week, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. I had a feeling he was setting me up for something there, but so I just kind of let him go. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Beaver from Camp Roscoe.
Hey, Beaver. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Good. Where about is Camp Roscoe?
We're in Exland.
In Exland. All right. All right. Sure. Give us some good news. Everybody's just seeing blue jays and squirrels and all of that stuff. How about you guys?
Well, it's about the same here. I've seen a six-pointer bedded down about 50 yards away, a couple doe, but nothing much. A couple blue jays, a couple squirrels.
Yeah. Just too nice.
Pretty slow and chilly.
Yeah, just too nice out there. I think we'll get our chance here when that weather cools down here later in the season and those deer are forced to move around a little bit. I think we'll have our shot, don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. Next week we should be getting some movement here.
Yeah, I think so. All right. See, I was going to have a question tonight, but I kind of, everything that was going on, but I'll ask randomly to a few people. Beaver, if you had one board game you could pull out, a classic board game that you would challenge the rest of your camp people to, what would that be?
Monopoly.
I love Monopoly. Sure. Exactly. Ruthless. My wife, you see, when your wife says she won't play Monopoly with you, Beaver, you're playing Monopoly right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Beaver. All right. Relentless, right?
Looking at Rachel nodding over there.
Rachel's nodding to Gray, too. Same thing. All right. Beaver.
I'm gonna give a shout-out to my grandma and grandpa.
All right. Very good, Beaver.
Back at home.
Very good. All right, Beaver. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Joel.
You betcha. Thank you. Hang on. I got to do that because then it won't let me do that. There you go. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Joan from Jones Joint.
Jones Joint.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds like a fun place. Where are you?
That begins with a J, Joel.
We're in Eisenstein, and my son and grandsons are hunting, and, well, I've just seen some squirrels today, but, yeah, no deer.
No deer and yet.
I want to give a shout-out to Camp Kill 'Em Dead.
All right.
My son, Jeff. And my grandson, Colton. And, yeah, I love your program.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. We look forward to hearing from Jones Joint again at some point during the roundup, okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quick email there, Gray. You got something you want to share with us before we take a break here?
Shout out from No Camp, literally listening to this all the way from Brazil. Keep at it, they say. It's a joy to listen. Thank you to Pedro from No Camp at All.
All right.
My buddy right there. Had to get him in on this.
All right. And this is for you in Brazil as we go into the break.
Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits. wabbits.
Hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is that bank. With a team of caring and responsive leaders who will provide the best rates to meet your needs, whether shopping for a home, a vehicle, or maybe just that beautiful piece of property for hunting. Stop in at Ford Bank or apply online at www.fordbank.com. Be safe and best of luck, hunters, from the entire team at Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13 just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy tonight, quiet but chilly with lows in the mid-20s. Our November sky continues on Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs near 40. On Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers possible, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
And we've got more of the Deer Hunters Roundup broadcasting on 98Q Country, at 101.1 FM WHSM in Hayward, and 105.5 WRI in Nakusa. Hello to all of you. Folks down in Nakusa are probably right now still scratching their heads, banging their heads against the wall, saying, what in the heck am I listening to here? But stay with us, folks. We have some fun moments, some great moments. We're celebrating the tradition of the gun deer season here in Wisconsin, Big G. And that's what it's about. It's about family. It's about friends. Eh, if you get a deer, it's kind of nice too. But yep, it's more than that, isn't it?
Great camaraderie, great time to get together with the family, and you know, next week is Thanksgiving, and get together then, and it's about you know, having a great feast, and thanking good Lord above for all our blessings. So all the hunters, be safe out there.
Exactly. Let's go back to the phones again. We have a new phone number. We apologize for those who are calling our old line we've had for years, but it's 744-1006. That's your new Deer Hunters Roundup phone number, 715-744-1006. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
My name's Kai. I'm from Camp Bucknuts.
Camp Bucknuts. And whereabouts are you guys?
We're in Springstead.
Springstead. All right. Tell me something good out there in Springstead.
Oh, we haven't seen Jack Squat all day, other than some red squirrels and some birds.
I've heard you about Jack Squat, Jack, but Squat, I haven't seen Jack Squat either. How about Sasquatch? Did you see Sasquatch out there? No.
No.
So nothing for you, huh?
Nope.
Do you think there's deer in Springstead, or do you think they all ran away?
There is some. I'm gonna try hunting my own stand tomorrow.
Okay.
And see if I get any.
All right.
Joel, he sounds awfully young. How old is he?
Yeah, you're probably high school age or younger, right? Right, sir? Yeah.
I'm 12.
All right.
12.
You're in for the youth gun drawing. We'll put your name in there. All right. Well, hang in there, and literally Camp Bucknuts, and we'll talk to you again later in the week, okay?
Yep.
All right. Get that.
All right.
Did you guys get that? Did you get that one?
Yeah.
Hang in there? Okay. All right.
Hang in there.
All right. Yep. Just making sure I missed one. I want to see if you missed one. You're on the Roundup. Hello.
Yeah, you got Uncle Paul calling from Camp Seen a Few.
Hey, Uncle Paul, whereabouts are you guys calling camp out there?
Oh, we're one of those northern suburbs of Tony, Wisconsin.
All right. Camp Seen a Few, Tony, Wisconsin. All right. What's the word in Flambeau Falcon land down there?
Well, we have seen a few, but that's about it. We got one snowshoe hare was seen, a few squirrels, you know, the regular.
Yeah, the regular when it's 35, 38 degrees and a beautiful sunny day, right?
Yeah, one brother seen a buck today, but he didn't have a shot at it, so
okay.
So we're buckless for the day.
What's
so
the deer?
How many in the crew out there?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
How many in the crew? How many in the hunting crew?
Oh, we got five of us.
Five, okay.
All right, quite a few deer down there in Tony area, or what's the population like for you?
There were in bow season. We got two at the taxidermist from that, but
nice.
We haven't seen anything worthy today.
All right, Uncle Paul, thank you for the update from Tony. We appreciate it. Look forward to hearing from you later in the week, okay?
All right, good luck and shoot straight.
All right, thank you very much. We'll give it a shot. You're on the Roundup. Who is this?
Hey, you got the Youper Logger from Camp Shoot the Moon.
Camp Youper? Youper Logger. Whereabouts is Camp Shoot the Moon?
Or in the east suburbs of Tripoli.
East suburbs of Tripoli. Like, that's the rough part of town, isn't it?
It's kind of shady over this way.
Yeah, that's what I heard, yeah, over in Tripoli. All right, so what's happening down in Tripoli area?
Oh, we saw a couple of does, and Happy Hinder saw a wolf. I wasn't quite sure, so we showed a photo lineup with some wolf pictures and some coyote pictures, and she ID'd the wolf, so I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. But it's going to get better, right? Get a little colder. We're going to be all right, right?
Yeah, we're looking. We're hoping for good things. You know, you never know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, Youper Logger, one board game, a vintage one you get to pick out of the closet to challenge your crew there. What are you playing?
I'm so old, we didn't have board games when I was little.
Well, you played pickup sticks with actual sticks out in the yard? Is that what you did?
Yeah, we did.
Actual sticks out in the yard. All right.
Probably some marbles here and there, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, marbles. Yeah, hell yeah.
You found them, huh? I lost them the other day. Yeah, all right. Youper Logger, thank you so much for checking in.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much. Austin, do you want to give a shout-out to somebody? Are you good?
I do actually have a shout-out.
Okay, all right.
And unlike Gray here, I'm picking up the gun.
Okay.
Hi, I'm reading your screen.
The microphone.
The microphone. And I haven't even been drinking. All right, I do have a shout-out, though.
Yes.
It came to me through text because they don't have any cell service whatsoever out there.
All right.
But they are listening in. Let's see here. It's Ragnar, Fuzzy, and Nanners from Grandpa's Cabin.
All right.
I was actually there last night, but we didn't see anything except for Blue Jays.
Ragnar. All right. I have some actual audio from Ragnar, actually, from their hunt out there. This is actual audio from their camp.
Ready, aim, something, and...
All right. Gray, yep. Do you have some more...
That's very fair, actually.
Some more email stuff here, Gray?
I will say, too, Nanners might actually qualify for a youth drawing, too.
Okay. All right. Write that down, and we'll take care of it. We'll put it somewhere. All right. Gray, you got one for us?
I've got Robert checking in from the beautiful Heilemann Hills Frisbee Golf and Trap Range, formerly known as Camp Toaster Strudel, until the incident. No other reference there. Big addition to the camp in the newly added 37-foot north wing of the compound. Bus driver saw does, no tags, no play. Random hero couldn't get a shot at an eight, but did see an entire estrus of does. Is that the collective noun for does?
Estrus?
An estrus of does?
Estrus? Is it like Aunt Estrus from Sanford and Son? Is that what we're talking about there?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that's what...
The one Oak Ridge boy saw deer, but no Papa Mau Mau. Ruger M77 passed on a spike, does, and fawns. Huge just saw a couple does. Back at her again tomorrow, at least until the Packer game. I started adopting a Youper accent reading that just naturally. That's from Robert at Heilemann Hills.
Hi-ho, silver, and away, Robert.
Yeah, actually got that album.
You're on the roundup, who says? Hello. Okay, hang on. We can hardly hear you.
Hard time hearing you.
Yeah, try one more time. All right, we're gonna let you go because that was really you're really cutting out there. So we'll get you again here. Hopefully, you're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. It's Sausage down at the FTH.
All right, Sausage. How are we doing?
Hey, Sausage. How's it going? It's Big G here.
Pretty good.
For those who are listening to the roundup for the first time, we have a lot of new listeners down in the Rapids area and over in Hayward. The FPH Country Club is by far the highest falutin' and rootin' and tootin'est club that you'll find anywhere, with red carpet and gold chandeliers, and it is really quite a place. Sausage, have you made any additions to the establishment this year?
I'm so glad you asked.
Yes.
We have gone through the work of getting a totally custom-made hard maple bar top, revamped our entire bar area, spent a couple years on that project.
All right.
And now it is the finest bar this side of the Jump River, I can tell you that.
Yes, and they have their priorities straight because they have that fancy bar and everything that they redid. Still working on the indoor plumbing, though. So They're working on that, right, Sausage?
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yep. And one day we'll find enough places for everyone to sleep, too. But the bar is there, and it is good.
All right. So
what? Gotta have your priorities, Stephanie. Yeah,
don't give us an exact location, but what part of the Northwoods are you hunting in out there, Sausage? Where is the FPH Country Club?
Yeah, suburban Catawba.
All right.
Yeah, we're just outside the city limits there.
All right. Anything happened good for you today?
Well, I'll say this. We, for maybe the first time in recorded history, we all found our stands this morning.
That's very nice. were they your stands, or were they just somebody's stands?
Well, we were in trees, so that counts. Okay. And I think that was pretty good. We may have forgotten that today was opening season because we let quite a few deer go and we have nothing on the pole to show for it. But, you know, we take our victories where we can get them.
You don't want to peak early, right, Sausage? You don't want to peak
early.
That's right. I mean,
just like baseball. It's a marathon here.
Yeah, you want to start the season like 10-0, you know. You want to linger. You want to be in the mix and then come on in the end. Like when the Packers won the Super Bowl as a wild card, right?
That's right. You love being the dark horse.
That's
you
right. Know?
Be there
Everyone
for the long haul. Yep,
you bet. Early, yep.
Yeah. All right.
Get out to an early lead. We'll show up.
Yeah. Well, who else hunts with you there at the FPH Country Club, Sausage?
Oh, we got a big crew again this year. I think there's 9 of us. Just tonight, Cooking Bee made us a great dinner again. He's been doing that for years for us. And we got B-Nut, C-Nut, D-Nut. We got Toner. we got Turtle Jr. We got the whole mix. Trayvon Hughes is here. Trying to think. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody.
B-Nut, C-Nut, and D-Nut. We're going to go through the whole alphabet there eventually. All right.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
Yep. What do you say, Toner?
Toner,
yep.
All right.
Okay.
Sausage, we look forward to your calls. Look forward to seeing you again. It's becoming a yearly tradition. He's going to be in studio actually with us on Wednesday night. So good to hear from you, Sausage.
Yeah, likewise. Hey, do I get to choose a board game?
Yeah. What's your board game, Sausage?
I think especially here it would be a real good board game for us to play Life.
Life would be good.
Yeah, Life. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. I like that.
I think that could end interestingly.
Yeah. All right, Sausage. Good to hear from you. Talk to you again soon.
I thought you were going to say Trouble.
Yeah, Trouble.
Anybody remember that board game Trouble? We had that thing you popped in the middle of it.
You pop it in the middle. Yeah.
And the dice thing.
Yeah,
that,
you got to get a one or a six to get out. Yeah. You know? It involved no trivia. Are you good at trivia, Lena? Lena, are you a good trivia person? Or,
no.
No?
No.
Trouble is more our game, yeah. There's no trivia. There's no questions. Trivial Pursuit or Trouble, I'm taking Trouble all day long.
Basically, you have to learn how to count to 7. That was about it, and you could play that game. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I was an English major. I'm good at Scrabble, boys.
Oh, Scrabble, watch out. Watch out. Do you... Scrabble can be very controversial when you start bringing out words nobody's heard of. Yeah,
there's a Scrabble dictionary. If you really care that much, there is an official body who will decide for you, and everybody who is involved in hardcore Scrabble knows that and
online,
respects it.
Online,
you can
Scrabble
find
dictionary?
It. You can find that resource. Absolutely.
All right, that's always nice because my dad would always pull out the rule book or the dictionary or something like that, or he would always. And then we'd play Monopoly. All of a sudden, the rules we couldn't find them anymore. They were just like, where'd they go? I don't know. It's only $100 when you cross go, not 200. More of the roundup. Hour 2 coming up, and your call. Stay with us, please.
It's finally here, the 9 biggest days of November. Stop at Bader Sports Center for all of your hunting needs to make this season a success. From last-minute extras to clothes, boots, and even guns, ammo, and your DNR license, Bader's has what you need. Even things you didn't know you needed, like snack sticks, jerky, or homemade candy, all produced locally in the Phillips area. From the whole team at Bader Sports Center to all hunters, a safe, enjoyable, and successful season. Go see them at 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, next to Pick and Save.
Need dependable auto services? Fuego Auto and Rec Center in Phillips offers full-service towing, expert body shop repairs, and trained technicians ready to handle any job. They also have quality pre-owned vehicles. Insurance work is welcome, serving Phillips for years. Fuego is your go-to automotive center.
Ridge Runners on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin wants to wish everyone a successful and safe deer season. They invite you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try their half-pound Angus burger. All made with fresh, farm-to-table meat from Heritage Meats. Also now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly and homemade soup available daily. Open Thursday through Saturday, serving until 9 p.m. at Ridge Runners, Main Street, downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Ridge Runners hopes to see everyone this opening weekend.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up on your 2025 firewood needs. Wood for your home, your cabin, camping, your hunting shack in the woods. Freeze Firewood takes pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 and see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Attention fishing families! Don't miss the St. Croix Holiday Showcase Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Croix Rods in Park Falls. Shop one-day deals on rods, reels, tackle, special holiday apparel prices, and more. Enjoy free fishing seminars from the St. Croix Pros, plus special one-day deals during the 7 days of Christmas, kids' lure painting, complimentary hot cider and snacks, and Santa Claus arriving at noon. Bring your family and join the St. Croix family for holiday fun and fantastic savings. Learn more at stcroixrodfactorystore.com.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Hunters and hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They've got you covered with a huge store featuring full hardware ink section. Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong. Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin has it all. Visit our massive showroom on Highway 182, stocked with fly and climb snowmobile gear, helmets, goggles, and everything for your marine and snowmobile adventures. Check out hunting blinds, ice augers, dirt bikes, youth ATVs, and pre-owned sleds. Owner Brenny brings expert service and all equipment. Call 414-902-0449 today. J&A Services, your outdoor gear headquarters.
Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua is your haven for the home cooked. Order the perfect classic cheeseburger or mix it up with cream cheese and green olives. And who needs tater tots when you can level it up with tater kegs? Wait. There are Reuben tater kegs? I'm going to Sherry's right now. Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua. I'll see you there.
And more of the Deer Hunters Roundup on WCQM Park Falls, WIRI Nakusa, and WHSM in Hayward. And also, we are live on the 98Q Country YouTube page. Go in there, hit subscribe, and you can see us live in studio. I've changed a tire, and I'm ready for hour two, gentlemen. The transition from what the Deer Hunters, the additions, has been very, I'm going to sleep well tonight. It's been very laborious here on the brain to get it all done. But I want to thank behind the scenes, our civic media. We have engineering people, Eric and Corey and Drew and everybody who has helped us put all this together. And Austin, oh, you can see him in the corner. Can you say, are you on camera? Here he is. Austin Brume, he put together, along with Gray, our YouTube feed. So thank you guys. Appreciate it very much. A lot of hard work went in to take this this to another level. Before we get to our calls, Big G, I want you to mention one of the guns, Essential Shooting Supply. We've got
All right, yes. Thank you to
Chuck. Turn it just a little bit so we can
hear you. Thank you to Chuck and Jennifer from Essential Shooting Supplies right here in Park Falls. They are the sponsor of our Adult Youth Photo Contest, and they are providing a Browning A-Bolt 3-Stalker Chamber 270 valued at over $700. So thank you to Essential Shooting Supplies right here in Park Falls. They have all your guns, ammo, rifles, and have a gunsmithing service there. And talk to Chuck there. He can set you up your scopes and anything you need for this hunting season. So right on 182 there, right in Park Falls, Essential Shooting Supplies. Thank you for being a title sponsor this year's Deer Hunters Roundup.
All right, and email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. If you use anything else, it may or may not get here, so please wcqm@civicmedia.us. Coach Mike, got your email of your photo, and we will certainly get that on our website. We appreciate you very much. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
Hey, Joe, this is Brute from the K.O. Shack.
Brute from the K.O. Shack. Again, for our new listeners, Brute, how many years you been calling in, Brute? What'd you say to the Roundup?
Holy moly. I back in the early 2000s, I think.
Yeah.
Over 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And who do you got hunting out there with you out there, Brute, at the K.O. Shack,
well,
just to get people updated?
We got a full barn, just like a bunch of cattle, but no, we got Goober, you know, the famous Goober. He doesn't shoot any much, but we got the cattle.